ओम शांति ओम शांति। टुडे बाप दादा इज सीइंग हिज चिल्ड्रन द जूल्स ऑफ कंटेंटमेंट हु आर इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम एंड ऑल्सो दोज who are in distant places. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his children, the jewels of contentment, who are in front of him and also those who are in distant places. Each child sparkling with his power of contentment. Each child sparkling with his power of contentment. Is smiling and celebrating a meeting. Each child sparkling with his power of contentment is smiling and celebrating a meeting. This power of contentment is the greatest power of all. This power of contentment is the greatest power of all. And this is why there are all attainments within it. This power of contentment is the greatest power of all. And this is why there are all attainments within it. The jewels of contentment who imbibe the power of contentment are loved by the self, loved by the father, and also loved by the family. The jewels of contentment who imbibe the power of contentment are loved by the self, loved by the father, and also loved by the family, because where there is contentment, all the powers are merged in that contentment. Because where there's contentment, all the powers are merged in that contentment. The atmosphere of the power of contentment spreads everywhere. The atmosphere of the power of contentment spreads everywhere. Souls who are jewels of contentment can never be defeated by Maya. Souls who are jewels of contentment can never be defeated by Maya. Maya herself is defeated. Maya herself is defeated. Souls who are jewels of contentment can make everyone's heart belong to them. souls who are jewels of contentment can make everyone belong, make everyone's heart belong to them. Jewels of contentment souls experience the different forms of upheaval of Maya and matter as though jewels of contentment souls experience the different forms of upheavals of Maya and matter as though they are watching a cartoon show. So that's how they experience the different forms of upheaval of Maya and matter, as though they are watching a cartoon show. So thus, So does each of you children experience yourself to be full of the power of contentment in this way? So does each of you children experience yourself to be full of the power of contentment in this way? Ask yourself, am I a jewel of contentment? Ask yourself, am I a jewel of contentment? Many children say that they are this sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. Bap Dada does not like this word sometimes. Bap Dada does not like this word sometimes. Bap Dada constantly gives love, remembrance and happiness to each and every child. So Bap Dada constantly gives love, remembrance and happiness to each and every child. So Bap Dada does not like this word sometimes. So Bap Dada does not like this word sometimes. Always happy. So Bap Dada wants that. So Bap Dada wants that. So Bap Dada wants to know. Bap Dada wants to know if you can transform this word sometimes. So Bap Dada wants to know if you can transform this word sometimes. The word sometimes does not even exist in the dictionary of Brahmins. Only always. Only always. So today, children, you who love the Father and have become free from the influence of Maya, can you finish this? So today, children, you who love the Father and have become free from the influence of Maya, can you finish this word sometimes? Can you finish this word sometimes? Can you finish it? Can finish the word sometimes? Because Bap Dada has been telling you for a long time. Because Bap Dada has been telling you for a long time. That any type of upheaval is to come suddenly. In order to prepare for that, if you still now have the sanskar of sometimes, if you still now have the sanskar of sometimes, if you still now have the sanskar of sometimes, would you be able to claim a right to the fortune of the kingdom for all time? You all have love for Father Brahma in your hearts. You have promised Father Brahma. You have promised Father Brahma. We are together. We will return together and we will rule together. This is a firm promise, is it not? Nod your heads. If you say this is a firm promise, is it firm? How firm is this promise? How firm? Then, did Father Brahma ever use the word sometimes? Then, did Father Brahma ever use the word sometimes? He always gave all of you love at Amrit Vela. He always gave all of you love at Amrit Vela. And together with the Father, so Brahma Baba always gave all of you love at Amrit Vela, and together with the Father, Shiva Baba always spoke of matters of knowledge, matters of love, and matters of zeal and enthusiasm. He always spoke of matters of knowledge, matters of love, and matters of zeal and enthusiasm. If Baba were to ask you to raise your hands, if you have lots of love for Bap Dada, all of you would raise both your hands. that you have love for Bab Dada. Isn't that right? Are you sure? Are you sure? You all have love for Bab Dada. When you love someone, you also have love for every word that the loved one speaks. When you love someone, you also have love for every word that the loved one speaks. Father Brahma never said to Father Shiva that it happens only sometimes. Father Brahma never said to Father Shiva that it happens only sometimes. He always followed the Father. He always followed the Father and also made you follow him. Because Father Brahma, has deep love in his heart for you children. Therefore, what is your name? Brahma Kumari. Your name is not Shiv Kumari. Your name is Brahma Kumari. So, to have love for Father Brahma means, that whatever Father Brahma says, the Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris follow. To have love for Father Brahma means that whatever Father Brahma says, the Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris follow. Love means to surrender. So what will you surrender to? To his directions. Love means surrender. So what will you surrender to? To his directions. Whatever he, Shiv Baba said, he did, Brahma Baba did. Whatever Shiv Baba said, Brahma Baba did. Because Father Shiva is also with Father Brahma. He is not alone. Because Father Shiva is also with Father Brahma. He is not alone. You say Bap Dada. Bap Dada. Do you not? So Bap Dada means Bap and Dada together. Today, Bap Dada wants every child to finish saying the word sometimes. So this is what Baba wants. Today Bap Dada wants every child to finish saying the word sometimes. All of you children are the companions of Father, are you not? All of you children are the Father's companions, are you not? You do love him, do you not? Out of love, you also surrender yourselves to him. And here, it is just a matter of surrendering this word sometimes. Because Bap Dada wants to make, every child a victorious jewel of the rosary. Because Bap Dada wants to make every child a victorious jewel of the rosary. then do you consider yourselves to be beads of the rosary? Do you consider yourselves to be victorious? Many children say that the number of Brahmins is huge and that the rosary is only of 108. So only 108 can become part of the rosary of 108. But Baba says, do not think that it is a rosary of 108 only. If you become complete and victorious, if you become complete and victorious, Bab Dada, if you become complete and victorious, then don't think that it will be just 108. Bab Dada will add more strings in the middle. Bab Dada will add more strings in the middle. However, but for that, you do have to become victorious. Baba can add more strings. That's not a big thing, Baba is saying. But you have to be victorious. Many children think, I don't know whether I will receive a number or not. But if you become complete, the Father will give you a number. But if you become complete, the Father will give you a number. Because the Father has love for every child. Because the Father has love for every child. You were told earlier that even if it is the last child, The father has love for him too. Even if it is a last child, the Father has love for him too, because even if that child is influenced by sanskars, he has recognized the Father and has said, "My Baba." In the world, there are people with such high positions who have not recognized the Father, but that child has recognized the Father. Even if he is influenced by some weakness, he has at least recognized the Father. At least he says, "My Baba," with love. And this is why Bab Dada had also told you earlier that the Father not only loves even the last number child, but that he also has a vision of benevolence, an attitude of benevolence for that child. To continue to move forward. So that is the feeling, the vision, that the child continues to move forward. So today Bab Dada is telling you clearly, do not think about other things. How will these happen? What will happen? Simply make yourself. So don't think of other things. How will this happen? What will happen? Simply make yourself into a worthy soul. simply make yourself into a worthy soul. Make yourself a karma yogi soul. Make yourself a karma yogi soul. The father will give every child who makes himself worthy the blessing of all attainments and make him move forward. He will not keep that child behind. He will not keep that child behind. So today at Amrit Vela, Bap Dada went on a tour everywhere in this land and abroad. Generally too, when Bap Dada tours around, you were told earlier that your special, that your special ancestor dadis, also go on the tour with Baba. Your special ancestor dadis also go on the tour with Baba. So while touring around, You know that too, don't you? You have very good thoughts. At that time. We will definitely do this. We will definitely become this. We will move along holding on your hand with our hand. You know, you say this to Baba. We will definitely do this. We will definitely become this. We will move along holding on to your hand with our hand. So what is the hand? Father Shiva does not even have an angelic form. So what hand is it? Baba doesn't have a hand. He doesn't even have an angelic form. So what hand is it? It is the hand of Srimat. Abroad they have the fashion of walking hand in hand. You know, this fashion is not in India. It is abroad only, walking hand in hand. So here the hand is of Srimat. And so all of you are those who move along with your hands in his hand, are you not? Do you have that power to move along with your hands in his hand? Father Brahma took every step according to Srimat. and demonstrated that to all of you. Father Brahma took every step according to Srimad and determined that to all of you. He is the example of what you have to do and what you have to do and how you have to do it. He was example in the corporeal form, let alone the incorporeal. But Father Brahma was your companion in the corporeal form. So, just as Father Brahma gave his hand to the father's hand of Srimad and became an angel, So just as Father Brahma gave his hand to the father's hand of Srimad and became an angel, so you are following the father in the same way, are you not? You remember to follow the father, do you not? So what do you have to follow? What do you have to follow him in? So what do you have to follow him in? He showed you everything very clearly. He showed you everything very clearly. All of you know Father Brahma's face and his activities, do you not? All of you know Father Brahma's face and his activities, do you not? You can make Father Brahma emerge with this, with your intellect, can you not? You can make Father emerge with your intellect, can you not? Whatever the timetable was, Father Brahma did that. While in the physical body, he experienced everything here in the corporeal form. All of you know Father Brahma's character. So follow the father. So follow the father. Every step of Father Brahma's has been revised by you to make it firm. You have read about his 8 steps of what he did, have you not? You have to, well, just simply follow that. You have read about his 8 steps of what he did, have you not? You simply have to follow that. That's all. To follow means to become equal to Father Brahma. To follow means to become equal to Father Brahma. So just think. You have love for the father, you have love for both the fathers. You were told earlier too what it means to have love. You were told earlier too what it means to have love. The practical form of love is The practical form of love is that Father Brahma says and the children do. The practical form of love is that Father Brahma says and the children do exactly the same as the father. This is the love of a true heart. This is the love of a true heart. What do some children do? They think that they have to do the same as Father Brahma. They do think that. But they first do it and then think about it. That I did not do the same as Father Brahma. So first they do it and then they think I did not do like as Brahma Father did. But you did whatever you did. If you are going to follow, then first think. Think before you have a thought. Is this the father's thought? So think before you think. Is this the father's thought? It is. If it is, then do it practically. Do not think about it after doing it. First think about it and then follow. First think about it and then follow. To follow Father Brahma means to become equal to Father Brahma. To follow Father Brahma means to become equal to Father Brahma. Do you have this courage? Do you have the courage to follow him? So today, Bap Dada especially wants to see every child have the power of contentment the same as Father Brahma. So do you have the courage to follow him? Those who think that you are going to do it, raise your hand. So those who think that you are going to do it, raise your hand. First think and then do. Do not do and then think. First think and then do. Do not do and then think. So today, Bap Dada specially wants to see every child have the power of contentment the same way as Father Brahma. Today Bap Dada specially wants to see every child have the power of contentment the same as Father Brahma. All other powers will come with this one power of contentment. All other powers will come with this one power of contentment. So today Bap Dada's special blessing is may you have the power of contentment. May you have the power of contentment. No matter what happens, Never let go of your contentment. No matter what happens, never let go of your contentment. Some children say, when they have their heart-to-heart conversations, they say, it is easy to become content, but difficult to make others content. For me, no problem, I am content, but to make others content, that may be difficult, no, for some. So they say, it is easy to become content, but difficult to make others content. When someone is doing something and you know that is not right what he's doing, then why do you keep it in your heart? This one is doing this, that one is doing that, this one has this nature, that one has that nature. Why do you think about that? Do not keep it in your heart. This one, because you have made Baba sit in your heart. Have you made Baba sit in your heart? Nod to Baba if you have made Baba sit in your heart, or do you sometimes take him out and then sometimes make him sit in? What do you do? So you have seated in your heart, have you not? Have you sat him there? Are you sure? Or do you also remove him and then say, and then sit him there? If you have sat him there and then you have also kept these things in your heart, then together with the Father, you would have also kept these things in your heart. So do not keep these things in your heart. Bap Dada has told you this method earlier too, that you must always have good wishes and pure feelings for such souls and use your good wishes. That you must always have good wishes and pure feelings for such souls and use your good wishes. And in any case, and use your good wishes. And in any case, you understand that what that one is doing is not good. And so it is bad. You understand that it is not good. That means it is bad. If someone gives you something bad, will you take it? If someone gives you something bad, would you take it? Since it is something bad, then why should you keep it in your intellect or in your heart if you think it is bad? It means if you kept it in your heart or in your intellect, it means you took that bad thing. Why did you take something that was bad? While keeping your Father in your heart in this way, you will become equal to the Father. So if you have only Baba in your heart, then you will become equal to the Father. So just keep Baba in your heart and you will become equal to Baba. This is your promise, is it not, that you are going to become equal to the Father? Are you not? This is your promise, is it not? You are definitely going to become this, are you not? Or do you have doubts? I don't know whether I will become equal to the Father or not. You do not think in this way, do you? You have love means... To have love means to follow the Father. To have love means to follow the Father. So Bap Dada now wishes see each child filled with good wishes and pure feelings. Bap Dada now wishes to see each child filled with good wishes and pure feelings. Teachers, will you become this? Teachers, will you become this? What Baba is saying, that each child filled with good wishes and pure feelings. So teachers, will you become this? Bap Dada has special love for the teachers. Bap Dada has special love for the teachers. Why does he love you? Why does he love you, teachers? Because you have maintained the courage to sit on the father's gaddi. You teachers read Baba's Murli, no? That's why Baba is saying. So you teachers have maintained the courage to sit on the father's gaddi, the father's seat. So teachers, you have courage, do you not? Teachers, you have courage, do you not? The father wants from each teacher what does he want from each teacher? The future to be seen through your features. This is what Bap Dada wants to see from each one of you, teachers. The future to be seen through your features. Bap Dada is speaking to the instrument teachers, but all of you are their companions, are you not? All of you are companions too, are you not? At the beginning in the boarding school, Bap Dada gave all the little children these teachings, happy and fortunate. Always remember, you are happy and fortunate. Each one's face should be like that, happy and fortunate. Even now, Bap Dada wants each child's Bap Dada wants each child's face to be seen as that of a soul who has happiness and is fortunate. So, happy and fortunate. You have done a lot of service through words, and you have done it well, and you have the certificate of that. That you have done service well. But now, but now move forward in service through your face and your activity. But now, move forward in service through your face and your activity. When a poor person wins a lottery, his face and activity speak. His face and activity speaks that he has won a lottery. Seeing his face, everyone feels that today he has received something special. In the same way, seeing your face and activity, In the same way, seeing your face and activity, they should believe that you have attained something special. So seeing your face and activity, they should believe that you have attained something special. So what does Bap Dada want today? What does Bap Dada want today? Become equal to Father Brahma. This is what Bap Dada wants. Become equal to Father Brahma. Follow Father. Follow Father. So why is Baba saying to follow Father? Follow Father because when one sees the condition of the time and how upheaval is coming, and it will come. So it is coming and it will come, upheaval. So this is why Bap Dada wants to give each child this teaching. Follow Father Brahma. Always remain happy and share happiness. Always remain happy and share happiness. The more happiness you share, the more your happiness will increase. The more happiness you share, the more your happiness will increase. Seeing you happy, others will at least become happy for 5 minutes. Seeing you happy, others will at least become happy for 5 minutes. If unhappy souls become happy for even 5 minutes, when they see you, they would then love that much too. Even 5 minutes is a lot for them of happiness. They will like that too. Even 5 minutes happiness they will like, seeing you happy. So today Bap Dada is specially drawing your attention so that each child imbibes the power of contentment in his face and activity. Today Bap Dada is specially drawing your attention so that each child imbibes the power of contentment in his face and activity and makes others imbibe it also. So imbibe the power of contentment in your face and activity and make others imbibe too. So the Baba is drawing your special attention towards that. Okay. All those who have come for the first time today, stand up. All those who have come for the first time today, have come for the first time today, stand up. Bap Dada is speaking to everyone. Bap Dada speaking to everyone. Take time out every now and again, whether you're old or new. Everyone definitely has to perform the drill to become bodiless instantly. Because in the times to come, you will have to become bodiless in a second. So perform this drill. Some may say that they don't have time. So no matter how busy someone is, if you are thirsty for water, then will you not get up to get some water? You consider that essential, and so you will get up to get water. So definitely practice this drill for a minute. To become bodiless. At that time you will not be able to practice it. Something that they will do it when the time comes. However, no, this practice of body consciousness for birth after birth will not allow you to become bodiless at that time. Therefore, take some time out from now on. Whatever time you are able to do it, fix for this during the whole day, fix that from time to time for a second. I am a bodiless soul. Become stable in the form of a soul. Body consciousness should not pull you towards itself. Everyone has to practice this, whether old or new, because Bap Dada has been telling you this for some time. However, it is essential for all of you to do it. Otherwise you will not be able to make your hand hold on to the hand of Shrimat and move along. If you don't become bodiless, your promises, we will return home together and come in the kingdom together. So everyone has to perform this drill. But to all the new ones who have come, may you be happy, prosperous, and keep on moving forward. Baba is telling the new ones, may you be happy, prosperous, and keep on moving forward. Okay, sit down. You must be tired standing for so long. Okay. Okay. Say now to Muniben. Muniben is saying, Baba, it is the turn of Maharashtra, Andhra and Mumbai for service. At that time, Telangana was not there, so she did not mention the word Telangana. So it is the turn of Maharashtra, Andhra and Mumbai. 14,000 have come. Okay. Those have come for the first time, they don't get up. The others who have come before too, they stand up. Of Maharashtra, Andhra, Telangana and Mumbai. So Maharashtra is so big. The numbers in this zone are also large. The name itself is Maharashtra. Maha means great, so it would be great. Just as its name, so the numbers are also big. Bap Dada is pleased. Because you have all stood up. Seeing you all, Bap Dada is pleased. But Bap Dada still has one more desire that still has to be fulfilled. One desire Bap Dada has, which Baba wants from every zone. It is for the zones. What is it? Every center should give the good news that their center is obstacle free. That our center, you must bring this good news that our center is obstacle free. That it is harmonious. The news that all of Baba's children are accurate, busily engaged in service and obstacle free. So being obstacle free, this has not come from any zone yet. So Maharashtra will carry out this great task of becoming obstacle free, will you not? No one has sent it yet. Of course, you have to become obstacle free. It is you who have to become obstacle free. But none of the zones has as yet sent this good news. You have to become that. It is you who have to become that. Who else is going to become that? Your tapasya is no less, whether it is the teachers or the students, in terms of the people of the world, each one of you is a great soul. In terms of the people of the world, each one of you is a great soul. Now just see. Become a little free from obstacles. Just do that. Become free from obstacles and you will see how everyone will see you in the same way they see your non-living images. They will see you in that form as they see your non-living images. They will see your non-living images with pure feelings and in the form of living goddesses and deities. They will see you in that form. Otherwise, everyone has done very good service. For that, Bap Dada is congratulating you. You have done very good service. Now just become obstacle free and then people will look at you with that feeling. Okay, double foreigners, brothers and sisters, stand up. All double foreigners, brothers and sisters, please stand up. All double foreigners, brothers and sisters, please. Double foreigners are becoming double and double every time. Double and double every time. Bap Dada has seen that you are paying, So Bab Dada has seen that you are paying good attention to yourself, to your self-respect, and to your attitude, and you are also drawing the attention of others. You are playing your parts of being loving to the yajna and cooperative with the yajna very well. So you are playing your parts of being loving to the yajna and cooperative with the yajna very well. And this is why Bab Dada is congratulating the double foreigners many times. Congratulations. Okay, those from Madhuban say that the double foreigners are the decoration of Madhuban. This is what Madhuban Nivasis say, that double foreigners are the decoration of Madhuban. So Bab Dada is pleased, the family is pleased, and Baba is congratulating everyone. Okay, you may sit down. Bab Dada is pleased. From so many countries you have come. Acha. Acha. Bab Dada is seeing all the children everywhere who are sitting far away and merging everything in their hearts. So Bab Dada is seeing all the children everywhere who are sitting far away and merging everything in their hearts. The fragrance of everyone's love is reaching Madhuban. The fragrance of everyone's love is reaching Madhuban. So now everyone has to move along at a fast speed. You have to make intense effort. You have to give happiness to people in the world at a fast speed. You have to make unhappy ones happy by giving everyone the message to make them happy. Make everyone happy. So by giving everyone the message to make them happy, make everyone happy. There is intensity in this service, and you also have to bring about more intensity. Acha. Everyone except lots and lots of love and remembrance from the heart. Everyone accept lots and lots of love and remembrance from the heart. And now Baba will be offered bhog. So this is the murli of 20th March 2012. This is the Vyak Murli of 20th March 2012. Exactly 12 years ago. Today is 21st March 2024. and this morning is of 20th March 2012. Very lovely song. Baba, you are still giving us this sustenance.
अब हमारे बीच में पहुंचा है मधुर वाणी ग्रुप और गीत प्रस्तुत करने जा रहे हैं दिल ही दिल में, दिल से सबने मिलके कह दिया, दिल लेने वाले बाबा दिल से शुक्रिया। उससे पहले एक अनाउंसमेंट है कि जिन भाई बहनों ने अभी तक सौगात नहीं ली है, कल प्रातः मुरली क्लास के पश्चात नाश्ते के बाद कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑफिस में, कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में पहुंचेंगे, जहां उन्हें सौगात मिलेगी और सभी टीचर्स बहने ध्यान देंगे। कल प्रातः मुरली क्लास के बाद नाश्ते से पहले गुण मोती के हॉल में पहुंचेंगे, जहां पर ज्ञान मोती के हॉल में पहुंचेंगे, जहां पर आपको प्यारे बाबा की टोली मिलेगी। टीचर्स बहने ध्यान देंगे, कल प्रातः मुरली क्लास के बाद नाश्ते से पहले सभी टीचर्स बहने ज्ञान मोती के हॉल में पहुंचेंगे, जहां प्यारे बाबा की टोली आपको मिलेगी। और जिन भाई बहनों ने अभी तक सौगात नहीं ली है, कल प्रातः मुरली क्लास के बाद नाश्ते से पहले कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में पहुंचेंगे, जहां आपको सौगात मिलेगी। आज प्यारे बाबा को 36 प्रकार का फ्रूट और 36 प्रकार की टोली स्वीकार कराई गई थी। अब मधुर वाणी ग्रुप आपके सामने बहुत सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत करने जा रहे हैं। गीत के बोल हैं, दिल ही दिल में दिल से सबने कह दिया, दिल लेने वाले बाबा तेरा शुक्रिया।
दिल से हजारों धन्यवाद है, दिल करता तुम्हें याद है वो प्यारे बाबा। दिल से हजारों धन्यवाद है वो प्यारे बाबा, और आपने सीजन निर्विघ्न निकाला है, दादी जी को भी संभाला है, दिलों में किया उजाला है, हम सबके हृदय का धन्यवाद है वो प्यारे बाबा, धन्यवाद है वो प्यारे बाबा। जोरदार तालियों के साथ प्यारे बाबा को दिल की गहराइयों से धन्यवाद।
थैंक यू बाबा,
आपका शुक्रिया
बाबा, थैंक यू।
आपको बता दें,
अगेन लेट मी टेल यू दैट फ्रॉम टुमारो आर रिस्पेक्टेड दादी रतन मोहिनी सेंचुरी बर्थडे सेलिब्रेशन विल टेक प्लेस।
दादी रतन मोहिनी जी के लिए सम्मानीय कार्यक्रम रहेगा।
टुमारो देर विल बी प्रोग्राम फॉर दादी जी एंड इन द इवनिंग देर विल बी कल्चरल प्रोग्राम फ्रॉम मुंबई घाट कोपर एंड फ्रॉम रशिया एंड फ्रॉम 23rd ऑल्सो फ्रॉम 10:30 टू 1 p.m. देर वुड बी प्रोग्राम एंड इन द इवनिंग ऑल्सो देर इज अ कल्चरल प्रोग्राम फ्रॉम दिल्ली एंड द सेम वे 24th and 25th also there will be celebrations, there will be programs and every day after Murli class there will be programs kept for Dadi's birthday celebration will be informed to you after Murli class. We are going to celebrate Dadi's century. We have this good wishes that Dadi, you live for 1,000 years and we stay with you forever. All the double foreigner sister, brothers and sister,
make sure check your belongings.
Check your belongings when you leave.
If you forget anything here in the hall, then it will be very difficult to get it back. So Baba says you have to be very, very careful. And from tomorrow, we are going to do the centuries birthday celebration of our respected Dadi Ratan Mohini ji. And from tomorrow, there will be a program in the morning and in the evening cultural program in the same way for 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 3 days different programs, ceremonies as well as cultural evenings. You will also enjoy those. अभी हम सभी ने प्यारे बाप दादा से कितने वरदान प्राप्त
किए. We took so many blessings from बाप दादा today. Today is the day to fill ourselves with blessings. Our respected निर्वैर brother निर्वैर brother ब्रजमोहन जी and Sister Mohini is sitting with us. Let us fill ourselves with blessings today. Now let me first request to give, I request Brother Nirvair Bhaiji to give his blessings on today's occasion. Let us listen to the good wishes and blessings from Brother Nirvair. शांति.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति. ओम शांति.
बाप दादा
मिलन का सीजन, मीटिंग सीजन
बहुत खुशियों भरा,
वॉज वेरी हैप्पी, वॉज फिल्ड विद वेरी हैप्पीनेस. एंड
आज
टुडे
अंतिम स्नान का दिन,
द लास्ट डे टू बेथ इन नॉलेज.
महाराष्ट्र और उनके आसपास के और
एंड द अदर स्टेट्स नियर बाय,
सभी बहनों और भाइयों ने,
टू ऑल द ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स,
बहुत बड़ी संख्या में,
इन अ लॉट ऑफ नंबर,
इस अंतिम,
इन दिस लास्ट
प्रोग्राम के अंदर जो
प्रोग्राम दे पार्टिसिपेटेड,
यहाँ बैठ के देखें,
दे इफ आई सिट हियर एंड सी, आई सी द होल हॉल,
सारा हॉल,
आई सी द कंप्लीट हॉल एंड गैलरी ऑल्सो इज फिल्ड विद एवरीवन.
बाप दादा के,
बाप दादा
महावाक्य सुनने के बाद,
वर्ड्स दैट वी लिसेंड, एवरीवन इन देयर माइंड
पास किया होगा,
वुड हैव पास्ड अ रेजोल्यूशन
के हम
दैट
बाप दादा
वी विल
आज्ञा का
फॉलो बाप दादा डायरेक्शंस
100% करें
एंड विल डू इट 100% तेज.
न सिर्फ भारतवासी,
नॉट जस्ट इंडियंस भारतवासी, बट द होल वर्ल्ड,
बहनों और भाइयों,
ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स,
आज का ये
टुडेज प्रोग्राम
हो रहा है,
हैज
इसकी मुबारक
एंडेड. वी कंग्रेचुलेट यू ऑल in this last season and our most respected Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji's. And her 100th birthday on 25th will be celebrated. Dadi Ji is sitting in front of all of you. She is giving her blessings in silence.
लेकिन सभी जानते हैं
बट एवरी वन नोज
ब्रह्मा कुमारी
ईश्वरीय विश्वविद्यालय
टीचर्स की ट्रेनिंग वो दादी रतन मोहिनी के जेर निगरानी होता
वॉज डन अंडर द गाइडेंस ऑफ दादी रतन मोहिनी जी एंड इट विल कंटिन्यू टू बी अंडर हर गाइडेंस More and more numbers of teachers, sisters, Dadi has made equal to herself. Dadi has accumulated a lot of good deeds. I congratulate you, Dadi ji, for such a big service of creating sisters equal to yourself. Now I hand over mic to Brother Brij Mohan because Brother Brij Mohan will take you in a lot of depth and a lot of feelings and he also explains depth of knowledge. The things that I forget even after listening, he remembers it and he explains very nicely all the points of knowledge. I am going to now pass this mic to Brother Brij Mohan ji. On behalf of me, I congratulate each one of you. ओम शांति
मुझे बहुत भारी लग रहा है
आई फील वेरी हैवी
कि हमारी
दैट
मोहिनी बहन जी बैठी
आर सिस्टर मोहिनी इज सिटिंग
हमारी जयंती बहन जी बैठी
आर सिस्टर जयंती इज सिटिंग
बाबा अमृत का कलश बहनों को दिया
हैज गिवन द lamp of knowledge to the sisters and I don't know from where have I come but still the orders given by elder brother I will take orders from elder brother he has told me to say few words all Maharashtra and Maharashtra in itself is a very big zone and apart from that the other zones everyone from other zones who were left in this very big and last bath of knowledge everyone has gathered today here all the souls have gathered here today I feel that in a river such a bath can never be taken place but in an ocean such a bath can be taken. When you go in the depth of the ocean, you will find the pearls. If you go in the depth, your anxiety finishes. So what Baba has said today, that everyone's face, what should it reveal? Everyone's face. And especially Baba said to teachers and to everyone, that face should show features, Baba's features, and should show everyone's future as well. Baba said that Brahman's dictionary, sometimes words should never be there. If there is sometimes, then where are you rest of the time? If we say sometimes there is divine virtues, but then rest of the time what are you doing? So Baba said, when we are always want to be in heaven, unbroken happiness we want, then how can you say sometimes? So if you give someone who's thirsty 2 drops of water, and then you say after some time I will give you 2 more drops, then it will make him more thirsty. So Baba says, has given us the essence of all the things. Baba has given a lot of name of sister Shantamani, Prakashmani, Santushtmani. Baba had kept someone's name Santushtmani also. So Baba says Santushta means contentment. In that everything comes. A contented beggar is like a king. A person who is contented is like a king. If you are unsatisfied, then you are like a beggar. If you are contented, there is no greed. When you are contented, the person is himself fulfilled and can give to others. If there is any lack in contentment, then you cannot become a deity. You cannot become a complete deity, because deity's condition is always complete and for everyone. And for everything, they should be satisfied. The worldly people sometimes say that if you are content, then what is the motivation to work forward? This is what worldly people say. If you are contented, then where is the motivation then to do something? But they don't know that contentment is to be contented in every moment. In this moment, am I content? There is no question in a content soul. There is no question in drama, no question for a person, no question for ourselves. Sometimes we question ourselves. So there is no question mark when you are satisfied, when you are content. So Baba says, when you are contented, you receive all the powers in it. So Baba has given us blessing of being contentful today. Then Baba has said, there is one desire that I have. The essence is, from here, we should do something. We have given service through words a lot, but now we have to keep ourselves double light. We have to make our face such that the face itself reveals Baba does godly service. It should reveal happiness and our fortune through our face. So daily Baba says, when a person daily get dressed up and does the makeup to go to the public, so the same way we have to be seated in our throne of spiritual awareness and spread happiness through our face and through our vibrations. I congratulate each one of you that you arrived here. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Om Shanti, our beloved, most respected Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji would say a few words. I would request all the brothers and sisters to maintain silence. There is one announcement also. Dhamangao.
एक कुछ पैकेज मिला है जिसमें कुछ कैश है और कुछ दवाइयां हैं जहां कहीं हो कृपया स्टेज के पीछे से लेकर के जाएं
वी विल नाउ लिसन टू द ब्लेसिंग्स बाय दादी रतन मोहिनी जी Everyone has came to meet Baba. Everyone's Baba is the bestower of happiness. We have to bring unity in the world. Baba is the bestower of happiness who tells us to bring unity in the world. So we have to become like father and make others equal to the father. In this whole season, every zone they did service with a lot of love and responsibility. They did service. You all
पूरी सीजन में हर जोन वालों ने अपनी सेवाएं
इन दिस होल सीजन एवरी जोन विद अ लॉट ऑफ लव सर्व्ड
अपने सेवा का टर्न प्यार से दिखाया निभाया आप सभी को और बाप दादा को बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद
आई थैंक यू ऑल एंड बाप दादा ओम शांति
Oh, shit.
Om Shanti. We feel full. We receive Dadi's blessings. Now I request Sister Mohini to give her inspirational words in front of us. Most respected Sister Mohini. Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
यहाँ बैठे सारे विश्व में बाबा के बच्चे.
Over here sitting.
शांति वन में ही हैं.
Everyone, all the Brahmin children are sitting here from the whole world. Everyone is sitting here only. No matter in which country they are sitting through body, but through mind, everyone across the whole world is sitting in Shantivan only. Our world benefactor, Father, Baba was talking to each and every Brahmin child, and at this moment, this is the biggest group of double fondness. So, I was saying to Baba, on behalf of every child across the world, I was giving a lot of thanks to Baba. So Baba says, this is my duty. But still, for 6 months, the whole world is gathered. So when I am in India, everyone's remembrance and thoughts reach me, and Baba says there is one world, one organization, and Baba has brought unity. There is no such thing in the world which is permanent, but Baba's want that our stage should be permanent. Baba says, I don't like sometimes word. In English, Baba used times. Baba says, sometimes Baba does not like this word. Baba likes the word always. So we all should have this determination in our mind that our stage should always be perfect. Baba had told us today to be contented with ourselves, contented with the Brahmin family, contented with the service, and the most important, to be contented with our own role. Whatever role that I have received, I have to play it the best, and I have to play it with contentment. The second thing that we need to pay attention, that Baba has said, that one should be obstacle free. Our stage should be obstacle free. Our environment should be obstacle free. The service should be obstacle free. So this also we have to keep a determined thought that I have to keep myself and my surroundings obstacle free. And I have seen this in Shantivan, that one or two days back I went to the kitchen department. There was some plan in the kitchen department. They were very happy because there is a lot of space and all the utensils are of huge size. So I would say everyone from Shantivan, all the departments in Shantivan, they
served
with so much love from so many men. Everyone came. So everyone in Shantivan took care of the cleanliness of the food. I want to thank all the Shantivan Nivasi, all the members of Shantivan. 2 days back, I went to Shanti Stamp. There were around 1,000 brothers and sisters who did meditation in the Shanti Stamp. Everyone liked it. In the Peace Tower, in the Panda Bhavan, we did collective meditation. Everyone reached there. So wherever who are the, so I thank all the Sevadharis, all the ones who are doing service, I thank them a lot. Anyone who comes from any region, from Maharashtra or Tamil Nadu or from anywhere, there is a feeling of doing service. There is, everyone has this feeling of serving. So today I thank everyone, to all the serviceable souls, and especially our serviceable father, Bab Dada. I thank Baba, and our Dadi is always smiling. She is the face of contentment. She is the one who inspires all of us. So I thank Dadi ji, and I thank you all. Thank you, Didi. Now I request most respected Sister Jayanti to give your blessings and good wishes to all of us. Om Shanti. Our unlimited Father has created this unlimited family. This unlimited family has received such an unlimited house, Madhuban. So we will say the creation is so beautiful. So how much beautiful the Creator would be. So this Madhuban is the most elevated spiritual place. So from a lot of corner of the whole world, Baba's children come here and they experience bliss, they experience peace here. In Madhuban they come, they recognize Baba. In this whole world there is no such place as Madhuban. Over here you can come and be in intense meditation and experience Baba's presence and fill yourself with knowledge and then do service in your place. And from my heart, my feelings for Baba, for Dadi and all the brothers and sisters who did service, my heart gives thanks to them. In this season Baba had given a lot, one mantra Baba had emphasized on, to serve through your face. Through your face, spiritualism, divinity should reflect. Through your actions, there should be, it should reveal that you are establishing a divine world. In reality, God has descended and are transforming human beings into deities. We need to serve through our face and through our actions, and automatically Baba will be revealed in the whole world. Om Shanti. ओम शांति।
हॉल के सभी सेवाधारी भाई बहनों से अथवा जो भी युवा भाई बहन सहयोग देना चाहें योग के पश्चात।
आफ्टर मेडिटेशन एवरीवन विल क्लीन द हॉल एंड दे विल अरेंज द चेयर्स। Everyone can contribute in cleaning the hall and arranging the chairs. We will remember, sit in Baba's remembrance for a minute and then we can all leave.
खुशहाल कर दिया, हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया। हो ओ बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया, हमारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया। कर दिया, हम माला माल कर दिया।